Chapter 6 Rough House.
Suicide, or did you?
Geron paused delicately. Winstead, the lensman of narcotics, said nothing but looked on intently. Neither, Kinnison replied, still studying. I would have had to, but she beat me to it.
What do you mean, neither? She's dead, isn't she? How did it happen?
Not yet. And unless I'm more cockeyed even than usual, she won't be. She isn't the type to rub herself out, ever, under any conditions. As to how, that was easy. A hollow false tooth. Simple, but new and clever. But why? Why? Kinnison was thinking to himself more than addressing his companions. If they had killed her, yes. As it is, it doesn't make any kind of sense, any of it.
But the girl's dying, protested Durand. What are you going to do?
I wished a clono I knew. The Tellurian was puzzled, groping. No hurry doing anything about her. What was done to her nobody can undo. But why? Unless I can fit these pieces together into some kind of a pattern, I'll never know what it's all about. None of it makes sense. He shook himself and went on. One thing is plain, she won't die. If they had intended to kill her, she would have died right then. They figure she's worth saving, in which I agree with them. At the same time, they certainly aren't planning on letting me tap her knowledge, and they may be figuring on taking her away from us. Therefore, as long as she stays alive, or even not dead the way she is now, guard her so heavily that an army can't get her. If she should happen to die, don't leave her body unguarded for a second until she's been autopsied and you know she'll stay dead. The minute she recovers, day or night, call me. Might as well take her to the hospital now, I guess. The call came soon that the patient had indeed recovered.
She's talking, but I haven't answered her, Durand reported. There's something strange here, Kinnison.
There would be, bound to be. Hold everything until I get there, and he hurried to the hospital. Good morning, Dessa, he greeted her in Aldebaranian. You are feeling better, I hope. Her reaction was surprising.
You really know me?
She almost shrieked, and flung herself into the lensman's arms, not deliberately, not with her wonted, highly effective technique of bringing into play the equipment with which she was overpoweringly armed. No, this was the utterly innocent, the wholly unself-conscious abandon of a very badly frightened young girl.
What happened? She sobbed frantically. Where am I? Why are all these strangers here?
Her wide, childlike, tear-filled eyes sought his, and as he probed them, deeper and deeper into the brain behind them, his face grew set and hard.